It is the Power Hour right here on 103 FM with myself, Zintle, and my Stoop Session mate, Elise Marie Muller. She is back. I mean, it's so good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be back.
You've been challenging us very well with the Word of God the past couple of weeks. I have to say, such practical lessons from Scripture that we can apply to our daily lives when we go through those roller coaster moments, which happen. Sometimes they catch us off guard. And it's so good to have all these teachings in our back pocket that we can just remember. Zintle, explore. Be a first responder. Be a dietitian, right? And I'm very interested to find out what we're going to learn today. But first, I think just to highlight the past three that we've spoken about, and then we'll get into today's lesson.
Okay, so Jairus had a tough day. He started off with his daughter very close to death. Fear wanted to grab hold of him. How did he respond to fear? He became a first responder. He responded by turning to Jesus. He didn't allow fear to take him over. He responded. That's why I say let's become first responders with fear. Let's turn to the perfect love that casts out fear. So he ran to Jesus. He said, please come and heal my daughter. Jesus said, yes. So they were on their way back to his house. Jesus got interrupted by another big need. And Jairus experienced delay.
Like, sure.
My goodness, we are talking about minutes here, Jesus, and now you are distracted with someone else's need. Mm. And the potential of disappointment in his heart. How do we steward disappointment? When we are waiting for the answer to come, let's become explorers of the character of God. Show me more of your heart, Father. I'm not just here for you to give me things. I'm here to get to know who you are, what you are capable of. Become an explorer when you are waiting for the answer. And then when they were back on track, heading to his home, unfortunately, they received bad news and the opinions of others. Sure. Bad news was, your daughter has died. It's too late. Mm. Please don't bother the teacher. How do we steward bad news? Well, Jesus jumped in. He gave him a partnership lesson.
Yeah.
He said, partner with faith, don't partner with fear. And that's why I said become a dietitian. Feed your faith and starve your fears. Decide what you're going to meditate on, what you're going to think upon, because fear wants to overwhelm. Faith wants to equip. So become a dietitian where you starve your fears and you feed your faith. And then he also gave him a promise. Mm-hmm. It's always run. Use the promises of God, whether they are specific or general, to feed our faith. Now, where are we now in the events? So they've received the bad news. Jesus said, no, it's going to be okay. And they're still walking back to their house. So now Jairus has got a promise. Jesus said she's going to be made well. Mm-hmm. But as they arrive home, I think it's one of those tough situations where reality strikes.
Mm.
So he's been walking next to Jesus. We don't know what's been going through his mind, but he's most probably being encouraged. Okay, Jesus is with me. But when he gets home, he's confronted with what Bible talks about, professional mourners. Something that's basically people rented to psych up the emotional atmosphere by mourning the loss of his daughter. Now we can talk about what exactly that was. What I actually just want to focus on, it was hyped up emotions.
Yeah.
So Jairus, full of hope, you know, like, okay, suddenly he sees his wife crying, his family crying, everyone is there's heartache all around. And suddenly he's confronted with very strong emotions. Mm. How do you respond when either other people's emotions or your own emotion wants to overwhelm the promise that God has given you? So here's two things that happens in his story. The first one, he is confronted with intensely strong emotions.
Yeah.
How do we respond? Interestingly enough, Jesus jumps in again. As I said earlier, in all four of these events, Jairus only physically did something in the first one where he ran towards Jesus. In all the other events, Jesus jumps in and either teaches, either does a miracle, or in this case, he actually protects. And Jesus says to the mourners, and this is my own language, stop it, guys. You're overreacting. Okay, this is my own language. He's basically saying, no need for all of these hyped emotions.
Yeah.
She's only sleeping. She will be made well.
Mm.
So what can we learn from that? We can learn that we need to monitor our emotions. Our emotions scream. They really talk, Cynthia.
Yeah.
So we experience when something goes wrong or when we face that reality, we suddenly feel overwhelmed. We suddenly feel angry. We suddenly feel disappointed.
Yeah.
And that emotion wants to overwhelm truth. And what Jesus says is we need to learn to steward those emotions.
Sure. We'll continue with this one just after the music. It's the Power Hour. We are chatting to Elise Marie Muller on the last, final, you know, part of our series on
Jairus.
Right. And his roller coaster day. And it's just been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing lessons that we're learning here. And in this fourth lesson, you said just before the break to say, at times when reality strikes, we get overwhelmed by emotions and they just want to take over and we can't think anymore. We don't know what to think. We don't know, you know, what then do we do?
Yeah. So I think what is so amazing is Jesus addresses the emotion. And he says, this emotion is not needed for this situation.
Mm.
And I think we need to learn to steward our emotions by saying, I recognize this feeling of overwhelmed or disappointed. I recognize it.
Yeah.
But does it line up with God's perspective of the situation? Because God's perspective is more accurate than the loud emotion that I'm experiencing. And Jesus pretty much says, no, this emotion is too much. It's not needed for this moment.
Mm.
So can we learn to, in those moments where reality strikes, you know, it's cases, for instance, like you lose the client, and you know, in your let's say your business environment, you lose that client. That's the bad news we spoke about last week.
Yeah.
How do we deal with bad news? But now, a month later, when you don't have that revenue of that client, reality hits. And it's that emotion that you then feel like, oh my goodness, this is the, you know, this is real.
Mm.
And we need to say, okay, Jesus, this is my emotion. Does this line up with your perspective of this situation?
Mm.
And in this case, Jesus says, no, this emotion is not appropriate because I know what I'm going to do. So we need to learn to submit our emotions, because you know what the interesting thing about emotions are? Look at the word emotion. The purpose of an emotion is to lead to a behavior.
Yes.
You know, when I'm ecstatic and very happy, I clap my hands or I want to just give you a hug. So the emotion leads to behavior. And sometimes our emotion wants to lead us into wrong behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn to say, okay, Lord, what is this emotion leading to? And is that in line with your will?
Mm.
You know, if I feel overwhelmed, it may want to lead me to withdraw.
All the time.
Hide, because I feel overwhelmed. And Jesus is saying, no, I don't want you to hide.
Yeah.
So this emotion is unhealthy. It's leading to unhealthy beliefs or behavior.
Mm.
So the first thing is Jesus identifies the hyped up, unnecessary emotion. We need to learn whether we can discern it ourselves or have people in our life who says, Elise Marie Zinsley, that anxiety that you're experiencing there, it's not appropriate.
It's
not in line with God's perspective.
Sure.
But then the second thing that happens is, as Jesus says that to the mourners, he says to them, no, guys, this is not needed. He says to them, she's just sleeping. She'll be awake now. They, the mourners, respond by ridiculing him. Actually, that word means they laughed at him. So suddenly we have unbelief that is now becoming part of Jairus' day. He's standing here. There's all this emotion. And the people that he knows, whether it's his family or whether it's the mourners, suddenly they are the ones that says, this is not true, Jesus. We've seen the dead girl.
Mm.
And now you come with this story that she's only sleeping. Jairus suddenly had to deal with, who am I going to believe? Because this is my family. They've seen my dead daughter. I may not even have seen her yet. They've seen it. So how do I steward the reality of people who says, listen, that contract is canceled.
Mm.
That diagnosis is here on this piece of paper. I've been diagnosed with whatever.
Mm.
It's here's the fact. But Jesus does an interesting thing. He actually removes the mourners.
Mm.
Because I think Jesus knows that Jairus is a young believer. His faith is a little, small at this point. He cannot be confronted with this unbelief so loud and so real. So Jesus sends them out.
Mm.
You know what? I think Jesus is teaching us to become air traffic controllers.
Mm.
What do air traffic controllers do at airports, Cynthia? The air traffic controller at an airport decides which planes can land and which planes need to leave. And in this example, I want to say planes are like our thoughts. And if you are the air traffic controller and you see a particular plane approaching and you've come to know that particular thought pattern, no, you are not welcome at this airport. So as an air traffic controller, I can deny your access to land in my heart and in my mind. And I can command certain airplanes who I've seen, they create destruction in my heart. I can command you to now take off and leave. So we need to learn when emotions run high and when people doubt us and when people disagree with us, we are allowed to say, I'm not going to allow that emotion to land in my heart.
Sure.
I'm actually going to ask that emotion, I'm going to ask it to leave because it's overwhelming and it's not lining up with Jesus' word. And in the same way, when there are people that are influencing our life, whether it is through laughing at us or just, that's rolling of the eyes, whatever, when you are sharing your faith journey. There's times where we just, We create distance between us and them because our desire is to grow our faith in our difficult situation. And your unbelief, your sarcastic comments, your doubt is not helping me. So we are allowed to create space. Jesus created space. And why space? Why did he do that? Because he wanted to protect Jairus. Isn't that beautiful?
Sure, that's amazing.
Jesus created hope. He created promises and he created protection just in this journey with Jairus. All of it, firstly, to do the miracle that he promised he will do, but also to grow Jairus in this roller coaster day that he had. Isn't it amazing? All of this up and down for Jairus, all of it so that Jesus can grow Jairus's faith in God the Father.
No, Pella, we need part 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 until. So, so powerful. Thank you so much, Elise Marie. We've been blessed to have you. And I just cannot wait for the next time you come back and we have our Stoop Sessions here.
Thank you. May the listeners become first responders, explorers, dietitians, and air traffic controllers in their roller coaster days.
Love it. Thank you so much. That was Elise Marie Muller. And she'll be back again sometime soon. I'll make sure of that with another Stoop Session series.